come closer and sit up the front so they can hear and watch what is going on, they're welcome to do that, or they can stay where they are. I'm going to sit down here myself, so.
Woo! Oh my goodness, did you guys see that? That was ridiculous, dude. Oh my god, did you see that? I cannot believe it. Oh my god. How are you all just sitting here? Did you not? Okay, obviously you didn't, I gotta tell you, man. Guys, it was crazy. Okay, here we go. So, basically this is what went on. Right, so I'm laying in bed this morning. And I'm just, you know, laying there getting some good naps in. And all of a sudden, my buddy comes and knocks on the door. He's like, dude, get up. I'm like, why? Like, what's going on? He's like, something really important is going down today. I was like, what? Like, come on, just tell me, like, what are we doing? He's like, nah, just get up, get dressed, just come with me. I was like, all right, okay. So I get up, I get out of my house, start walking down the street, and people are just, like, flooding out of their houses. And I was like, okay, like, what's going on? He's like, so, you know that guy we've been hearing about? I was like, which guy? He's like, the guy who did all those miracles, you know, the one where, like, oh man, like that blind guy could see, and like those deaf people could hear again, and then the little girl like came back from the dead. And I was like, oh yeah, the guy who, you know, like turned water to wine. He's like, yeah, that guy's like, yeah, that one was my favorite. He's like, yeah, me too. It's the best one. It's a good one. And I'm like, yeah, what about him? He's like, well, he's here. I was like, he's here? He's like, yeah, like in our city. And I was like, dude, what? So anyways, we're like, he's like, well, he's coming in. I was like, well, let's go see him, you know? And as we start walking out, we start walking down the street, we get out of the city, and there's just like a million people there. And it's crazy because they're all like yelling, singing, Hosanna, Hosanna. And I'm like, I don't know what that means, but like, Hosanna, man. Like, blessed is the name of the Lord. Yeah, dude. Like, I don't know. And everyone is so excited, like a new wave of life just rushed into Jerusalem. Everyone is different. They're singing, they're yelling. It's amazing. And all of a sudden, we're out on the street, we can hear everybody cheering and stuff, and people are like doing this thing where they're like grabbing palm branches and laying them down. And I was like, whoa, like, what is this? Like, is he like a king or something? He's like, no, he's not a king. And I was like, okay, sure, I guess. And we're all there, we're waiting, we're yelling, we're cheering, and all of a sudden, from just around the corner, down the road, this huge roar comes up of people just yelling and cheering and screaming. I couldn't believe it. It was ridiculous. And suddenly, from down the street, comes this guy on a donkey. I was like, a donkey, okay, sure. But everyone is so excited for him. They're cheering and yelling and screaming. And I was like, all right, well, like, I was so confused. Because, like, what is he? Like, what is, like, I asked my parent, I'm like, okay, like, what is this guy? Why is everyone so excited? And he says, him? That guy? That's your Messiah. I was like, I don't know what that means, but sure, yeah, like, Messiah, right? Man, that sounds cool. And we're yelling and screaming, Hosanna, Hosanna, he's here, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And I'm excited, and I see him, and suddenly, he passes right by me. And he looks at me, like, right at me. Did you know I'm not really, like, that special? I don't make a lot of money. I don't have, like, a really good job or, like, actually really good friends either. There's nothing really, there's not a lot to me, you know? I mean, I live in the slums, you know? How great can I be? I'm not that good of a person either. I cheated at cards last week. And then, you know, yesterday, my neighbor asked me if he could borrow my cart. I said no. I'm trying to tell you, I'm not worth all that much. I'm not important. I'm not special. But you're going to think I'm crazy when I say this, but when he looked at me, I felt loved. I don't know who this guy is. I don't know what he's doing here. I don't even really know what's going on right now. I didn't even know it was possible to think this way, to feel this way. I don't think any of us have. I don't know what's going to happen next. But I do know we got to get ready, because he's here.
I'm Bartholomew. I'm a disciple of Jesus, and I'm going to tell you today about the day we rode into Jerusalem. So it was a pretty nice day. It was hot. It's always hot there. We're on the Mount of Olives, and Jesus goes, "Hey Bartholomew, go down into the city, grab me a donkey." And I say, "A donkey?" He goes, "Yeah, a donkey." I'm like, "Okay, I guess, sure." So I go down into the city, and he told me, "You'll see the donkey, and you'll know it's the right one." So I'm walking down, I'm in the city, and there's these masses of people. There's so many of them. I'm like, what are all these people doing here? And I'm walking along, looking for this donkey, and then I just see this donkey. I'm like, that's a nice donkey. So I go up to the donkey, and it's tied up. So I start untying it, and then these bystanders come running up to me. They say, "Hey, is this your donkey?" I'm like, "This is not my donkey." And they said, "Well, do you know whose donkey this is?" I'm like, "No idea." And they said, "Well, this donkey is a man's life. Like, this is his donkey. He rides around on it, carries stuff. Like, this is his living, this donkey." I'm like, "Oh, yeah?" And then, like, "Well, I gotta take this donkey." Like, so I keep on tying the donkey. They're like, "What are you doing?" Like, I'm like, "I need this donkey." And so it took a lot of persuading, but they finally let me take the donkey. So I take the donkey, I take it back up to the mountain, and Jesus just hops on the donkey. And I'm like, "Jesus, are you going down there?" He's like, "Yeah." I'm like, "There's lots of people down there. Like, I'm telling you, not everybody in that crowd has good intentions with you. There's people there who want to kill you." And he says, "Yeah, well, I'm going to go down there." I'm like, "All right." And so he hops on the donkey, riding down the mountain. We get into the city, and then these people are just screaming and cheering, and everybody's so happy, and they're like laying down palms in front of us, and I'm like, "Wow." So then we're just going through the city, and like I'm looking at people, and I make eye contact with a couple people, and they're just mad. Like, they don't want to be here. They're mad at Jesus or something. Then there's other people I look at, and they're like happy. They're like, "Yeah, Jesus." And I'm just like, I don't know what's going on. I really don't know. So I'm very confused. So we keep walking. It's getting laid out. So we go up to the temple, and Jesus says, he gets off the donkey. We're spending the night at the temple, and he goes, "Take this donkey back to where you found it. Tie it back up." So I'm taking the donkey. I took it back to the exact same fence post I found it. I'm tying it up. Then walking back, I'm just thinking, like, I don't know, like, what Jesus is doing. Like, he came into this city. He knows there's people here to kill him. And he just walked on down like it was nothing. And I really, like, and I just followed him. And I don't know what he is doing. I don't know why he's doing it. But I just know that he knows what he's doing. So I'm going to follow him since he knows what he's doing. So I'm just going to follow him no matter what. And that's when it really hit me that Jesus is like he really knows what he's doing. So, yeah, it was a pretty weird day. I was very confused. But yeah, by the end of the day, I just felt a huge weight off my shoulders. And yeah, it was a good day.
You may
be wondering, why am I here in Jerusalem, in the middle of nowhere in the desert? I keep on asking myself the same question. I'm just here to stop fights, and I am a professional soldier. I could be in Rome, protecting there, dipping my feet in the Mediterranean Sea. But no, I am here. There's not much to do here except stand around and look. Try to find someone who's fighting and stop it. That's it. Some guy named Jesus is here for the Passover. That's why there are a lot of people here.
That's
why I'm here.
Yes. All I want to do
is go back to Rome, but I can't because then I will be killed. Hey, you, break it up.
My thanks to Claire and Curtis and Martin, and they're gonna come up, and you are the crowd. I'm gonna invite you, if you wanna ask them questions, to do that. Where'd Martin go? He's out, yeah, he's out breaking up a fight. But I told them that we might have some questions for them as their characters. And I'm gonna ask Bartholomew first, and you guys can think of something if you want to. Why, if Jesus, you know that something bad is going to happen and you've got wind that he's going to die, why did you not try to stop him?
Well, I talked to him, I said, like, there's people down there who want to kill you, like, it's not a safe place, and he said, I have to go down there. And I knew that, like, he knows what he's talking about. He's been right every time I've tried to go against him, but... So I just knew that he knew what he was doing down there, so I was just going to follow him no matter what, even if it meant that maybe something might not good happen to him.
Who wrote the script?
Ignore that, Mark.
You guys can do that all on your own? Like, I never knew there was a script. So you went up there and just...
They did. I asked them to do. I asked them to come up with the story, and they did it themselves. They created it. Okay, Roman centurion Silas, why was it needed? Why were the Romans needed in Jerusalem?
To prevent the fight, because so many people were divided against Jesus.
Ah, so when your people were divided. Okay, thank you. And Claire didn't give us a name. What drew you to this man?
Something about him. I don't know, it's like everything in my life, he's the opposite. Like, everything I've seen in the city and everything I've been through in my life, it's like I didn't have to be that anymore. I didn't have to go through that anymore. It's like a new life.
Thank you.
Actually, you changed your
ways. Yeah. Did I? Oh, did I? We shall see. We're still working on it.
Good answer.
Yes. Everyone was there. Yeah, of course. My outfits? Where did I get my outfit? Yes. I made it myself, actually. I'm very handy with those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. Martin found his, though, on the side of a road.
Curtis, maybe you can explain what you're wearing.
I am wearing my...
Sorry.
Disciple outfit.
What is this?
This is a...
Prayer shawl.
Yeah. They kiss it, and then kiss the Torah, which is the Bible in Judaism.
Any other questions for them?
How come the soldiers not wearing burks?
Oh, I don't have any.
I think that's a little unsafe.
Yeah, I know.
He's carrying a sword. Yeah. I think he's got sandals on.
open till choose, you know.
You're going to get kicked back.
What? Sorry?
Thank you, guys. Thank you. We do have some amazing youth here, and it is true. I gave them no script. We sat down and read the Palm Sunday story, and they were to come up with their own characters and their own story. I just wanted to say just a few things about this story. We put the Roman soldier in there because at the same time that the Jewish people are coming, and there's tens of thousands of them coming into the Jerusalem at that time, there are about 40 or 50,000 people who lived in Jerusalem at that time, which swelled to between 250,000 to 500,000 for Passover, during the season of Passover. People wouldn't all stay in the city. They would stay in the surrounding areas, surrounding towns, villages, sleep outside, do all that kind of thing. But we put the Roman soldier in there because Rome was the oppressor of the Jewish people at the time. And of course, they would have sent soldiers into Jerusalem at the same time as people were coming for any festival to keep the peace. But the story is this. Rome always kept the peace through violence and oppression. And the story of Jesus was that God would keep the peace through love and forgiveness and compassion and healing. There were two stories going on at that same time as we hear the story of Jesus coming into Jerusalem for the 7 days of Passover and then for the crucifixion and resurrection. Two stories going on. There are always in this world two stories going on. That of violence and of fear and oppression, keeping people down that way. And the other is of freedom and love and forgiveness. The early Jesus movement was just that. It was a movement, not a religion. They already had a religion. They were Jewish. But the Jesus movement was presenting an alternative story to the story of Rome. And the Jesus movement still has to have the courage to present an alternate story to the world when really what the story has become is one of oppression and fear and violence. Do we have the courage to be a movement still, to present a way of peace in this world that is an alternative to what the world presents to us? That is the story of Palm Sunday, of Jesus coming into Jerusalem with a different kind of peace than the Romans. What are we prepared to do to bring about that kind of peace in the world today? We're going to move into a time of reflection, and